Broadly speaking, the Burlington-based band Swale writes rock songs, though labeling their music that way is a little like filling a paint palette with just one color. On their new record, Swale dips into ballads, straight-up rock, a tinge of punk, and there's even a spacey ambient instrumental to close out the album.
We've been playing together for about 15 years.
15 years.
Amanda Gustafson plays keys and her husband Eric Olson plays guitars, and they both sing on the new album, There's No One Here, which came out at the beginning of July, about 3 years after their last album.
We finished the last album kind of like high-fived and said, okay, we just start the next one. I mean, I know I started trying to write some new things. You started writing new things.
Mm-hmm. What's different about this album is that we had the opportunity, we all like put the kids, you know, in camp. Everyone took off a week and we did that classic eating meals in the studio, you know, just all day. And so we were able to, like, we had a batch of songs, and then there's some songs that were not finished or not written at all that we wrote in the studio.
And even though Swale doesn't tour the country, they stick around playing venues in Vermont. Being in a band takes time, especially when you're also raising a family. So I was curious about how Eric and Amanda balance being married and making music together.
A friend asked me recently if we fight. We don't really fight, and we never have. And I've been thinking about it and thinking about it. And the answer I came up with, and I haven't talked to you about this, I really feel heard in this relationship. And, you know, as a woman in the world, woman of, you know, certain amount of privilege for sure, but still in the world, you know, there's a lot of places where I'm not heard. And my house is not one of those places. And the band is not one of those places. But I've observed a lot of creative relationships with women and men where the women are not heard. And so I'm incredibly grateful for that situation. And it's the reason we're still together and the reason that we produce what we do.
There's a beautiful song on the album called Wooden Heart that you sing, Amanda. It's just lovely.
I am trying to take you. Start by opening your wooden heart.
You know, we hear a saxophone in it as well.
That's Cal Travers. Traver,
yeah.
Sorry. She's a Vermont musician, played for years and still does with Rubble Bucket, but she has a new band called Cal Bells, K-A-L-B-E-L-L-S. They just released an album on NNA Tapes, which is a local label that's phenomenal.
She was working with Ryan Power on the album that just came out. So she was in the studio, and I was in there doing something with Ryan as well. And she just was like, hey, put on some slapback effect, and I'm going to go in there and blow on this. And I was like, yeah.
Would you, I suppose you're making it work here, but how have you seen the music industry change? Do you like where it is these days?
I think we are operating in a very special little bubble where we both do work that, you know, pays the bills, pays the insurance, flexible. I mean, I'm here today because I'm not working because
right,
it's summer.
Right, summer.
Because I'm a teacher. But we have an incredibly supportive community. We have a vinyl pressing studio down the road. We have like a producer like Ryan Power, who is 15 minutes from our house and has all the equipment we need. You know, like I think that we're incredibly fortunate that we've been able to continue to make music that we want to and hope, you know, with more regularity. I guess I just don't want to take for granted the fact that the record that's sitting, you know, on the table, it didn't happen just because, like, we work harder than other people. We work really, really hard because we love it. But also, there's a lot of stuff working in our favor, not the least of which is venues that support us and continue to book us, and people who come to see us, people that buy our album.
It speaks to the Vermont music community, I think. People that love seeing live music in Vermont, they're going to go out and see your shows. You guys have built up a following, obviously. And also,
maybe, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what you want out of this. Because if you're not looking to be, you know, a band that's well-known beyond Vermont, you don't have to go out on the road. You're not maybe looking to have that ginormous success that, you know, a band like Phish had that started out, you know, in Burlington and just became this sort of worldwide phenomenon. I mean, it is what you want out of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if someone showed up and said, hey, you don't have to work, let's do this for a while, that might be, but that, the fact that...
But at the end of the day, it would have to also be, like, in service of our family.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. If I wasn't in this band and Eric had this exact band and let... they were exactly where they were right now, they would absolutely be pursuing tours here and there, and I'd be home with the kids. But that's not our situation. So we do the thing that makes us feel fulfilled, and, you know, we're there for our kids.
But I think all of us also are really entrenched in our lives here in Vermont as well. You know, I mean, I think it would be hard to change that, but it is 100% to me gratifying and satisfying to be able to keep doing exactly what we're doing.
One more thing I want to ask you guys, and totally unfair question, but I have to ask it anyway. The new record, is there a particular favorite song that you guys have, either of you or both? Or
I think there's, like you say earlier, there's a lot of different kinds of things going on the album. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you bring up Wooden Heart. That is special to me. It's the first Swale song we ever wrote. It's kind of one of the only ones we wrote together.
I think my favorite song is a song that we used to call Be That Way,
uh-huh.
which is now on the record, Every Last One of Us. It's 8 minutes?
8 or 9 minutes,
Eight
yeah.
or 9 minutes. There's a lot that happens over the course of those 9 minutes. One of my favorite solos ever. I love that guitar solo that you do.
Oh.
I just love it so much. When it drops, so good.
You guys love what you do. It's so obvious. I mean, I could just let you two interview each other. You don't really need me here, I'm realizing. It's just, it's wonderful to see this... this kind of partnership and this, the, you know, dynamic that you two have together. It's really worked, and it's worked for 15 years. I hope you keep making albums. The latest is called There's No One Here. Amanda Gustafson and Eric Olson of the band Swale, thank you so much for coming in today to speak with us.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks for having us. It was really nice.